Down to 6:41 to play at the free throw line. Cameron Givens, and his first free throw is good. That gives him 14 points. He's the second leading scorer for Central Oklahoma. Second free throw gets the friendly roll. 69-52, 17-point Central lead, 6:37 to play. Nogs Wasik with the basketball way out here on the right side. Tries to go down low to Mayim Boom. That pass had a little bit too much on it. Mayim unable to handle it. Elijah Comathir will check in for Nogs Wasik. That was turnover number 13 for Emporia State. 69-52, 17-point Central Oklahoma lead. Well, it's going to need to come up with stops, which they really haven't been able to do much tonight. Here's the alley-oop feed down to Givens, who lays the easy lay-in. Gives him 17 points. 71-52, back to a 19-point lead. Owen topped the key for three, off the back iron, no good. Rebound to Haywood. He'll feed it up the court to Dazzy. Dazzy goes between the legs with a dribble. Dribbles it to the left side of the floor. Hands it off to Wells. Wells swings it back to Dazzy over on the right side. Dazzy takes it top the key. Now gives it off to Givens. Shot clock down to nine. Givens goes between the legs, drives on Mayim Boom, steps back to the free throw line, shoots it over Mayim, left it way short. Ball goes in the hands of Caden Evans for Emporia State. Caden going coast to coast, heads to the baseline, kicks it in the corner. Elijah Comath there out to Owen Long for a three, in and out, no good. Battle for the rebound, and they're going to call Elijah Comath there for the foul. So we'll get two free throws at the other end. .524 to play in the game. Hornets trailing 71-52. Stepping to the free throw line will be Danguez Dazzy. Dazzy's first free throw's on the way, and it's good. Substitution for Central Oklahoma back into the lineup. Preston Amon, 6'7 sophomore out of Mesquite, Texas. Second free throw is also good for Dazzy, who has 11 points, all coming in the second half. 73-52, a 21-point lead, biggest lead of the ballgame for Central Oklahoma. Caden Evans down low to Comathir, gets the lay-in. Nice little backdoor cut by Comathir. He has 14 points. He's the second Hornet to get into double figures. Octavian Butler with 13. 73-54 now the score. This is Givens. Gives it off to Haywood. 4:54. Haywood trying to drive. Gets underneath the basket. Throws it out on the wing. Saved by Givens with 2 seconds on the shot clock. Throws up a three. And that'll take us to a media timeout. The shot missed. And the officials were going to call a shot clock violation, but that's, I guess, under dispute. But we'll wait and see what that happens. What a basketball brought to you by Charlie's Place. Open 7 days a week with daily specials. 10 TVs to watch sports, play darts, and free pool on select days. Charlie's Place at 116 Commercial in Emporia. Let's pause 1 minute. This is What a Basketball on Mix 104.9.
If careers in social media, public relations, or communication sound interesting to you, you should check out the communication program at Emporia State University. You'll leave with the skills every employer is looking for, and you'll be prepared to be a communication leader in any industry. You could even start your own business. At ESU, the sky is the limit. Learn more and schedule a campus visit at emporia.edu/visit.
Did you know that Bunge operates in more than 40 countries? From the facility in Emporia, they're able to combine local expertise with global capabilities to deliver outstanding results for their customers, shareholders, and society. Bunge provides their customers with a global perspective of the marketplace, combined with individual care and attention. Proudly helping feed the world since 1818, Bunge North America, the shortest distance from harvest to market.
Your home for Hornets sports. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
4:41 to play in the game. 73-54. Central Oklahoma with the lead. Emporia State with the basketball. Owen Long in the front court. Goes to Caden Evans. Now to Mayim Boum. Working left side. Takes it in the lane. Going up, and he's going to get fouled by Cameron Givens as he reaches in, and Cameron is in disbelief on the foul call. And Mayim Boum will step to the free throw line. Mayim is 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Free throw is good for Mayim. He'll get a second free throw. That is the 10th team foul on Central Oklahoma. It's up and good. 7 points for Mayim. 73-56. Central Oklahoma, 4:27 to play.
Big stop.
Broncos with the basketball. Dazzy across the timeline, being guarded by Owen Long. Pass in the paint, almost knocked away by Mayim Boum, but able to save it was Preston Amon. Out front with the basketball. Dazzy takes it to the right side. Now feeds it off to Jaden Wells. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Jaden Wells puts up the floater. Crawls off, no good. Rebound, Peyton Roger Schmidt. Gives it off to Owen Long. Owen in the front court. Picks up the dribble. Needs some help. Swings it on the left side. Caden Evans contested three. Off the mark, no good. Rebound goes to Cameron Givens for Central Oklahoma. Now to 3:43 to play. What a basketball brought to you by Bungie North America, dedicated to improving the agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. Going for the steal, Peyton Roger Schmidt, and he's going to get whistled for a foul. He came up with a steal, but they said he fouled Curtis Haywood, who will go to the free throw line with two free throws to shoot with 3:37 to play. 73-56, Central Oklahoma with a lead. First free throw is good for Curtis Haywood. That gives him 10 points. Central Oklahoma tonight from the free throw line. They're now 22 of 24. Emporia State shot 28 free throws. They're 22 of 28. So Emporia State has taken 4 more free throws. Second free throw missing. Rebound to Emporia State's Peyton Roger Schmidt. 74-56. Hornets down by 18. Caden Evans has it out front to Elijah Cometh there. Now gives it off to Owen Long. Owen between the back, swinging, throws up a three, missed it. Long rebound out of bounds goes to Central Oklahoma. Emporia State from beyond the arc, just 4 of 21. Cam Givens back into out front with a basketball. Dazzy working against Owen Long. Shot clock down to 16. And Central Oklahoma will be patient to run down the shot clock. Dazzy feeds it off to Wells. And Owen Long. Coach Craig Doty's just been issued a technical for picking up the personal foul for Emporia State was Owen Long, and he gets whistled for the fouls. He was going for the steal, and then Coach Craig Doty not real happy with the call, and he ends up getting assessed a technical. And at the free throw line, shooting the technicals will be Jaden Wells. He knocks down the first. Came in and called a loose ball foul, but called it on us. Second free throw is good. Now he'll shoot 2 more free throws since he was fouled by Owen Long. First, third free throw for Wells is good. Back into the central lineup returns Luke Hossel. Setting down will be Cameron Givens. And the fourth free throw is good by Jaden Wells. 78-56. Central Oklahoma with a lead by 22. Owen Long from the free throw line. Shot rattles out. No good. Rebound to Hossel. Hornets being out rebounded 34-32. So they've been hung tough on the boards. Hung tough at the free throw line. They now score 26-22 from the free throw line. They've also hung tough at the three-point line. But right in the paint is where they've really been outscored 30-20. Trying to drive with the ball. Here's Wells from the free throw line. Shot up, no good. Rebound to Owen Long for Emporia State. He'll push the ball up the floor. Tries to drive, gets to the rim, lays it up, missed it, no good. Rebound out of bounds. They're going to give it to Emporia State. It's off of Luke Hossel as he was battling Mayim Boom, and Emporia State will clear the bench. Mason Thiessen checking in, along with Kabea Shabangu. Tyreek Robinson, P.J. Robinson, Johnson into the lineup for Emporia State, along with Latavian Butler, and Central Oklahoma will clear their bench as well. Austin Fenton into the lineup, Ben Averett, Travion Ellis, Mike Quick Jr. also on the floor. Emporia State will play, also staying on the floor is Jalen Turner on his play into Butler. And he tries to drive on Travion Ellis, and Ellis gets whistled for the block. His first team foul will put Butler at the free throw line with two free throws to shoot. 2:09 to play in the game, 78-56, 22-point lead for Central Oklahoma. Free throw no good for Butler. Butler with 13 points. His season high is 17 points. And second free throw also rims out. No good. Down to 2:08 to go. 78-56 Central Oklahoma. Tap the key. This is Averett. In the deep right corner. Three-point shot way a little bit short off the side of the rim by Jalen Turner. Rebound to Emporia State. Tavian Butler into front court. Gives it off to P.J. Johnson. Johnson from Edmond, Oklahoma. Kicks it out to Tyreek Robinson, driving to the rim, scores the bucket. And we'll get a substitution here. Tyreek Robinson with the basket into the lineup will be Gunnar Korsingens. He's a redshirt freshman out of Oklahoma City. Averett. Freshman out of Jinx, Oklahoma, trying to drive, spins in the lane, and they're going to call a travel on him. Nice defense by P.J. Johnson, the sophomore from Edmond, Oklahoma, as we were mentioning. What a basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless. Latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Tavian Butler contested three, a little bit off the mark. Rebound battle for and won by Central Oklahoma. Defeated up the floor, Quick Jr., underneath the basket, reverse layup, no good. Rebound gets tipped out. And what are we going to get? It? Foul. On whom? They're going to call it on Tyreek Robinson. That's his first. And going to the free throw line will be Ben Averett. Free throws number 30 and 31 for Central Oklahoma. First one is good. Noggs Wawasik will check in for Emporia State, replacing Latavian Butler. 79-58, 21-point lead for Central Oklahoma with 1:04 to play. And the second free throw is also good for Averett. Johnson across the timeline for Emporia State. Feeds it to Wawasik, goes down low to Mason Thiessen. Ball gets stripped away from behind. Here comes Central Oklahoma at the other end. Shot missing. Rebound picked up by Tyreek Robinson. Missing the layup attempt was Mike Quick Jr. Wawasik gives it off to P.J. Johnson. Goes to Wawasik in the right wing. takes it in the paint, puts up the floater, and in and out, no good. Get follows his own shot, missed it. Rebound tipped around, it goes out of bounds. It'll be Horta basketball with 33 seconds to play. Hornets will play it inbounds on the baseline, just to the right of the basket. Wasik plays it inbounds to Mason Thiessen, gives it back to Wasik to Mason. Takes it in the lane, layup, missed it. Rebound, battle for it, loose on the floor. Still loose on the floor. Central Oklahoma comes up with it. And Central coach Bob Hoffman says, spread it out, we'll just run out the clock. 80-58 will be our final score tonight as Emporia State suffers their third loss of the season. Final score, Central Oklahoma 80, Emporia State 58. We'll be back with our Prairie Land Partner postgame show right after this timeout. You're listening to Horta Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Everyone's transportation needs are different. Everyone knows that. That's why at Longvine Auto Plaza, we're ready to help you find the right vehicle and provide you with the best customer service available. Or if you're looking for a pre-owned model, we have those too. We'll even be glad to make an offer to you on your current vehicle if you're wanting to sell it. Our award-winning service will help keep you on the road. So come see us or visit us at www.longvineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Shoal Construction does metal roofs. Shoal Construction offers residential, ag, and commercial metal roofing. Shoal offers designer rib steel, including standing seam or screw-down panels or stone-coated steel. Shoal Construction has financing available with low monthly payments. When it's time for a new metal roof, remember Shoal Construction. They will travel to you and provide free estimates. Call 620-591-2907. That's 620-591-2907. Find them on Google or Facebook. Shoal Construction, the company your neighbors trust.
It's time now for the Hornet Postgame Show, brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. We'll return courtside to recap the game right after this timeout.
Right now, Prairie Land Partners has service and inspection specials that give you the power of choice and save you money. From mowers and compact construction equipment to the largest tractors and combines that John Deere offers, they have an option for you. They also have Legacy Series specials for older John Deere combines and tractors. Call, stop by, or visit PrairieLandPartners.com to schedule your equipment.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
KFFX Emporia, today's best hit, Mix 104.9.
80-58, the final score tonight. Central Oklahoma defeats Emporia State. Hornets got out to a quick start. They had an early lead in the contest. They led 5-0 to start the game. They led 7-6 the last time they had the lead with 15:40 to play. And from that point on, it was pretty much all Central Oklahoma. They would lead at halftime, 38-25, and ended up outscoring Emporia State in the second half, 42-33, and went it by a final margin of 80-58. And the Central Oklahoma basketball team, a pretty athletic team. They can get up and down the floor. They can score in a lot of different ways. And somebody left the ball in the deep freeze for Emporia State tonight. Now, Central Oklahoma was playing with a hot ball as they were just scorching the nets tonight. They end up shooting 42%, but it seemed like a lot of their shots, tough shots, some of them contested, just had the right bounce, and unfortunately that was not the case for Emporia State tonight. A lot of contested shots and just didn't get some of their shots to go down. Let's take a look at our game stats brought to you by Witten Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Witten today for an estimate. You can reach him at 620-343-6054. Let's look at the individual numbers first for Central Oklahoma. They were led in scoring by Jaden Wells with 25. 8 of 14 shooting the ball, 2 of 4 beyond the arc. He was 7 for 7 at the free throw line. 17 points for Cam Gibbons. He also had 7 rebounds. He was 5 of 6 at the free throw line, 5 of 13 shooting the ball. 12 points for Danquez Dossie. He was 4 for 4 at the free throw line. Those were the players in double figures. 8 points each for Luke Hossel and for Curtis Haywood. 6 points for Jalen Turner and 2 points each for Ben Averett and for Preston Amon. Emporia State tonight led in scoring by Elijah Comethyr with 14 points. 13 points for Octavian Butler. 9 points for Peyton Roger Schmidt. 7 for Mayim Boom. 5 for Owen Long. 4 each for Sam Baker and Knox Wawasik, and 2 points for Tyreek Robinson. Gage McGuire, Mason Thiessen, and P.J. Johnson, along with Kabea Shabangu, played but did not score for Emporia State. Looking at the team numbers, Central Oklahoma tonight, from the floor, 24 is 57 for 42%. 4 of 14 from beyond the arc for 28%, but 28 of 31 from the free throw line for 90%. Emporia State tonight, 16 of 54 for 29%, 4 of 23 from the three-point line for 17%, 22 of 30 from the free throw line for 73%. Central Oklahoma wins a rebounding battle, 39-38. Emporia State had 10 offensive boards, 28 defensive boards. 6 rebounds each for Octavian Butler, Elijah Comethyr, and Mayim Boom. Central Oklahoma led on the boards by Luke Hossel with 8, 7 for Cam Gibbons. Emporia State, 14 turnovers in the game. Central Oklahoma, 8 points off of turnovers. 20 points for Central Oklahoma, 6 for Emporia State. In the paint, Emporia State gets outscored 30-22. Second chance points, they get outscored 8-6. Fast break points, they get outscored 9-8. Emporia State's bench outscores Central's bench 23-16. There are 3 lead changes in the game, but Emporia State would lead only for a short time in this contest. Emporia State led for 3:32 of the game. Central Oklahoma led for 36:07. The game was tied for just 21 seconds. Biggest lead for Central Oklahoma was by 22 points in the second half when they had an 82-58 lead, which is the final score. Emporia State's biggest lead in the ball game was by 5 points when they had a 5-0 lead in the contest. With the loss, Emporia State falls to 10-3 on the season, 4-3 in the MIAA. Central Oklahoma improves to 13-1 on the season, 7-1 in the MIAA. Again, our final score tonight, Central Oklahoma defeats Emporia State 80-58. Our game stats have been brought to you by Witten Construction, your trusted hometown construction specialist. Call Joe Witten today for an estimate, 620-343-6054. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with more on the Prairie Land Partners postgame show right after this timeout. This is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
Everyone has their favorite pizza ranch plate combo: pizza and salad, pizza and mashed potatoes, chicken and ranch wedges. Or is it all of the above, topped off with sweet dessert pizza? Round up the family and head to Pizza Ranch, where you can build your perfect plate. Pizza Ranch buffet hours are Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and 4 to 8 p.m. and 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. on weekends. It's buffet done your way at Pizza Ranch, 3000 West 18th Avenue.
The kitchen of your dreams can be a reality with the help of Mark II Lumber. From top to bottom, the local and trusted professional design help at Mark II can help you get the right finishes to fit your style and budget. With 3 lines of cabinetry, a great range of countertop options, beautiful flooring choices, and Emporia's only source for True Value paints, Mark II is your one-stop shop for your kitchen upgrade. Check out the design center at Mark II Lumber, 825 East 6th Avenue. More than just lumber.
KFFX Emporia, today's best hits, Mix 104.9.
80-58, the final score tonight. Central Oklahoma gets the victory over the Emporia State Hornets. Time now to select our player of the game, brought to you by Dr. Kaylin Toso, Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities.
Did you know that 80% of what we remember is visual? Make some great memories this holiday season and beyond when you visit Toso Family Eye Care. Dr. Caitlin Toso handles all general eye care and management of eye disease. At Toso Family Eye Care, you'll find unique frames and a variety of contact lenses to help you look and see your best this season. Call 620-342-6282 to make an appointment. Find them on Facebook or online, TosoFamilyEyeCare.com.
And our Toso Family Eye Care Player of the Game honors, I'm going to go ahead and hand those out to Octavian Butler tonight for Emporia State. He came off the bench and gave Emporia State a boost. Finishes with 13 points. He's 4 of 9 shooting the ball, 1 of 5 beyond the arc, 4 of 8 at the free throw line, but also had 6 rebounds while he was out there and 1 steal in 16 minutes and 52 seconds of play. But just a rough night scoring the ball tonight for Emporia State. Again, they only shoot 29%. Elijah Cometh there was the only other player in double figures, finishing with 14 points. But Octavian Butler, the 6'2 junior out of St. Louis, Missouri, by way of the University of Missouri, St. Louis, is our player of the game, brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso, Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Emporia State will be back at home on Thursday, taking on Lincoln. 5:30 and 7:30 are the game times. And on Saturday, they'll be hosting Central Missouri. Game times are 1:30 and 3:30 at Watt Auditorium, so it'll be nice to be back at home. In fact, a lot of games during the month of January at Watt Auditorium. After the two games this week, Emporia State next week will be on the road at Pittsburgh State on Thursday and Missouri Southern on Saturday before they return for 5 straight home games at Watt Auditorium, or 4 straight home games at Watt Auditorium, as they'll have a busy month of January. Fortunately, it'll be all here at Watt Auditorium with a couple of Sunday afternoon games coming up as well for Emporia State. Other games tonight in the MIAA as we get set to bring in Coach Craig Doty. It was Northwest over Roger State, 84-63. Northeastern beat Missouri Western 75-73. It was Southern over Pittsburgh State 84-63. And Fort Hays State defeated Lincoln 66-53.